Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's Ms. McVeigh from Fleetwood Mac bringing us back, Christine McVeigh. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I hope you check that out, too. So Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2019, and we've got a brand spanking new penny of a year right in our hands. We can do what we want to with it. We can make it whatever we want to make it, and I think it'll just depend on the will, right? Do we have the will to make it a better year than last year? And a couple of things I'd like to recommend to you, pretty fundamental. And I'm not gonna try to say this anything but this, but it's pretty fundamental. But you know what? The cool thing about fundamentals, they didn't become fundamentals because there's something squishy about them. Fundamentals are work. Fundamentals are fundamental. I love the old story about the guy who's standing in front of the masterpiece, the 500-year-old masterpiece at the Louvre, the art museum in Paris. And he's shaking his head, and the curator walks up and says, "Sir, is there a problem?" And the guy says, "I just don't get it. I just don't get it." And the curator said, "Sir, you need to understand something. This is a 500-year-old masterpiece that stood the test of time for 500 years. This art is not being judged today. You're being judged today." So, folks, when you think of fundamentals, and this is something I really want to speak to the millennials out there, especially. Because one of the things that I've noticed about millennials, and I've said it many times before, you know, I love you. You know, I want you to. I've worked too hard with making sure that you have all the information you need, and also face to face. I want you to be successful. But one of the things I've noticed about you is you tend to have an immediate reaction to anything that's older. You're not predisposed to be accepting of anything that's older. And so sometimes fundamentals come across as if they've got a little dust on them, maybe a cobweb or two on them. But folks, if they're real fundamentals, they've got that dust on them because they've been around a long time, like that masterpiece. And the fundamentals, you need to understand, folks, the fundamentals are not being judged today. You're being judged today. If you're not practicing the fundamentals, and I'll mention those in a minute. If you're not practicing the fundamentals every day, all the time, then the judgment is going to drop, the gavel is going to drop on your business, and it's going to be look more like an indictment and a conviction that is in your favor. Now, when I talk about fundamentals, I'm talking about delegation. Are you delegating? That's a fundamental. And the way you delegate is you say, "Okay, I'm gonna get over perfection, and I'm gonna seek excellence." Because my organization can't be perfect. I can't have an organization that's perfect. It can be perfect if I do everything, but that's not an organization. That's just me. But if I've got an organization, the organization can't be perfect by definition because you're the one judging perfection and you're the only one who can be perfect. I'm perfect. Everything I do is perfect that I do in my company because it's how I want it to be done. That's by definition perfect, right? But as a company, an organization, it can't be perfect because that presumes that you've got other people involved. And when they take something from me, when you delegate to them, that by definition means that they can't be perfect because now they're doing it. And it's not exactly like you would do it. And you got to get over perfection and you got to seek excellence because your organization can be excellent. Excellence is completely achievable. Perfection in an organization is not. That's a fundamental. Another fundamental is devotion to cash. Cash is king. Cash is the emperor. Cash is the empress. Cash is the king biscuit. Whatever you want to say, cash, you can operate for a long time without making a profit, as important as that is, but you can't operate for very long without cash. That's a fundamental. If you aren't paying attention to that, it may be dusty. It may make you feel like you're changing a diaper, but you got to do it. You just got to do it. Another thing, folks, is you've got to make sure that the customer's taken care of. And this is another thing, folks. Millennials, you could use some help learning how to love up customers. You just need to be over the top with this. You can't say thank you too much. Thank you is as fundamental as any fundamental ever was. And as dusty and antiquated as it may seem to you, it is not possible for you to say thank you too soon or too often. I don't care who your customer is, especially if they've got a gray hair or two in their head, especially if they're over 50. You can't say thank you too often or too much. There are many other fundamentals, folks, and we're going to talk about them. I have talked about them. We're going to continue to talk about them. But let's do this in the new year. Let's focus on the fundamentals. You will be well served if you do that. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Buckle your seatbelts. Ellen Rohr is here. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.